Hi there. Today, let's talk about how listening enables you to understand English effortlessly, mirroring the way children acquire their native language without the need for translation. Imagine effortlessly chatting in English, just like you do in your native language. That's what we're here to help you achieve. And first, let's also have a look at what Adept English has been doing over the last year, and at what our core purpose is, and what we offer you. I hope if you celebrate Christmas that you're having a lovely Christmas break and a good rest. And if you don't celebrate Christmas, I hope all is going well at your end too. Don't forget you can support Adept English by buying our podcast bundles. 50 podcasts at a time are available to buy on our website, adeptenglish.com. You know that listening to all that English will really help you improve your English language. Make sure some really good progress happens for you in your language learning in 2024. Before I go further, please note, as we will be celebrating New Year's Day on Monday, the 1st of January, there will be no video podcast on that day. But there will, of course, be an audio podcast on the 4th of January, and we'll be back doing video podcasts again from the 8th of January. In the past year, Adept English has been your guide, releasing two podcasts weekly. One video, that started to happen partway through 2022, and one audio podcast. Some Spotify statistics for you. Only because Spotify release statistics at the end of the year, I know many of you listen on other platforms as well, but these Spotify statistics were interesting for us. Hello, I'm Hilary, and you're listening to Adept English. We will help you to speak English fluently. All you have to do is listen. So start listening now and find out how it works. So in 2023, the Adept English podcast reached listeners in more than 127 countries on Spotify, with Germany the country with the most listens. Vielen Dank an unsere Zuhörer in Deutschland. Adept English was also popular in Italy, grazie, Poland, dziękuję, Brazil, obrigada, and Spain, gracias. So thank you to all of you listeners in all of the different languages, and we hope you keep listening in 2024. You also heard our request to share the podcast. This is a way of really helping Adept English stay in the top rankings so that more language learners can find us. You like to share most on WhatsApp. I like WhatsApp too. Great for family and friends. And the episode which you shared most was podcast 670, Workplace Language Trends. We also started to run Spotify polls in 2023, and the episode which got you most engaged was the one entitled, Which English Grammar Rules Can You Safely Ignore? That's podcast 662. You liked that one and you shared it a lot. A change to have someone tell you not what rules you have to follow, but instead what rules you don't need to follow. Adept English was last year in the top 10% of Spotify podcasts, and our 76 video episodes were in the top 1% most viewed. We love these statistics, but Adept English is nothing without you, our listeners. So while I'm taking this opportunity to say thank you for all of your listening in 2023, you help us most by keep listening, but also don't forget to subscribe. If you haven't already, subscribe for 2024. And remember that you can really help us by sharing the podcast with people that you know. So what do we give you in return? What do you get out of listening to Adept English? Well, clearly most of you listen to Adept English because you want to improve your English. Though I think we do have some native English speakers who like to listen because they find the topics that I cover interesting. You're very welcome. And I do like to cover interesting topics, but our main purpose is to give English language learners great listening practice. This is founded, of course, on the idea that your brain is designed to learn language, primarily through listening. You can, of course, learn English the way I learned Latin in school and in university, as a kind of intellectual exercise where it's all about written work and grammar and the mechanics of the language. This is fine for Latin because you're never going to be expected to speak it. But unfortunately, the way I was taught Latin and the way English is taught in many schools and language colleges is very similar. If you need to be able to read English and pass written exams, that kind of teaching is great. But actually, I think more people are interested in fluency in a language, in actually being able to speak it and have a conversation. That kind of learning doesn't really help you arrive at this. And that's the purpose of Adept English. We focus on making English second nature to your brain, moving beyond mere textbook learning. So of course, fluency is about speaking the language, or at least speaking is the evidence that we have fluency. But really, fluency happens inside your head, in your brain. Fluency means automatically being able to understand and use the language. And to arrive at that level of comfort with English, there is no other way than listen, 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 and listen some more. Many of you say that your biggest challenge is speaking, and I agree with you, that's very common. Just like a child learning their own language for the first time, for a long time you have much more understanding going on than there is speaking. The level of a two-year-old's understanding is far greater than the level of their speaking. So to some extent, what you're experiencing, being able to understand but being less able to speak, it's perfectly normal. It's a normal stage in language learning. But the way the Adept English listen and learn method works, this is where the magic happens. You arrive at fluency in the language inside of your head, first of all, with understanding. So that understanding is automatic, not translating. You understand without thinking about it. This is the first stage, and the stage that our podcasts and courses and the other learning materials help you to arrive at. Then the second stage, and you do get some practice at this with Adept English, you need to find someone to speak English with. If you've done enough listening, your understanding will be much, much better. So that's one half of a real-life English conversation taken care of. But as I said, your speaking will be at a lesser level, and the only thing that will make a difference to this is practicing speaking. But rather than this being a monumental challenge, it's more a matter of joining up those parts of your brain which are already fluent in understanding, which understand automatically. You're not starting from scratch, as we say. Say you find an online language partner to practice your English with, you'll discover that you're really tired after about half an hour of speaking with them. It's hard work, half an hour and you've had enough. But actually this tiredness is because you're literally forming new neurons, N-E-U-R-O-N-S, new wiring in your brain. And the wiring is joining up the knowledge of English you already have, the understanding part, with that part of the brain that you use to speak. It's magical, and your brain is designed to do this. It's evolved over thousands of years to work like that. There are very few people who don't succeed in learning to speak their own language. So if you've done that, you can succeed in learning English. Your brain just needs the right conditions. It's that simple. So in 2024, keep listening to Adept English because listening is important all the way through your language learning journey. Even if you're fluent in English, if you don't get opportunity to speak English every day, continue listening anyway. Adept English will help keep your language polished. And why not make 2024 the year you organize your language partner? Online video calls work really well for this. And it means your language partner could be anywhere in the world. They just need to be someone who's learning English too. You can start to have really interesting conversations in English and you'll be amazed how well your brain responds. A half-hour conversation with another person in English gives you so much more opportunity to practice speaking than you get in a whole day of traditional language classes. So it's also a time-efficient way to improve your English speaking too. Well, we're at the end of 2023 and we're looking forward to supplying you with more great podcasts in 2024. If you listen on Spotify, we'll include a poll about the types of podcasts which you most enjoy. So if you can, please let us know what you like best. And you can always email us as well. We look forward to entertaining you in 2024. All the best for New Year. And don't forget, no podcast on the 1st of January, but back again on the 4th. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. Thank you so much for listening. Please help me tell others about this podcast by reviewing or rating it. And please share it on social media. You can find more listening lessons and a free English course at adeptenglish.com.